We're now going to invite Ryan Murphy to come forward and speak on behalf of him and Sean Beaton about their 35 years of friendship that they've shared with Bob. He'll tell you of some interstate golf trips and some rugby trips, which coincidentally always seem to coincide with one of their wives' birthdays.
Sean and I sat down on Sunday afternoon and penned this paper, and we shared a bottle of wine. We had a lot of laughs at the fun Bob gave us over the years. I've just entitled this Bob, a good mate. Both Sean and I have been close mates of Bob for over 35 years. Like many years a night, the genesis of that friendship was through this fantastic club. The camaraderie we shared through playing rugby was only the start of our long association. Our families grew up together. They're all here tonight, and we all have many happy memories of the weekends at Bob and Jill's Carrickalinga Beach House. Generous to a fault, nothing was too much trouble for Bob. Carrickalinga was always open house, and if anyone should drop in, there was always beer or a glass of wine and a snag on hand. Chaos was the order of the day, with kids running everywhere. The more the merrier. For about the last 20 years, the three of us met every Thursday evening at the Marrickville Hotel. Others joined in from time to time, John Payne, Alex Copeland and John Davies, to name a few. We didn't solve the world's problems, but we tried. We had many memorable rugby, golf and fishing trips together, and we'd like to touch on a couple of these tonight as an insight to Bob Dewey. Rugby. We had many trips to most capital cities, predominantly for Australia and New Zealand Riverside Cup matches. One particular trip to Melbourne stands out. Bob frequently recalled this for a laugh. After the test at the MCG, we ended up at the Windsor Hotel until being ushered out at closing time. Too far away and too inebriated to walk back to our hotel, we tried to hail a cab without success. About an hour later, with desperation setting in, Bob noticed a parked car with a driver behind the wheel about 50 metres down the road. Let's see if he'll take us home. We were prepared to pay whatever it took. After deciding that we were three harmless old farts, a fee was agreed, and we piled in the back of this car. We had to wait a little while, as the driver was waiting for another passenger. Eventually, a young lady with high heels and not too many clothes on emerged from the doorway and hopped in the front. Hi, boys. Things were logging up. Oh, he went. A little further on, the car stopped. The girl smiled, got out, and just disappeared. Nothing was said. Very strange. When the driver told us he was working for an escort agency and would pick the young lady up and gave them about half an hour, it made some sense. Beauty. We got back to our hotel, and the fee we paid was worth it, the story we had to tell. Fine, we can't finish up without touching on a subject that has already seemed to be a pattern from tonight's stories, Bob's crystal clear memory. A rugby golfing trip to Melbourne saw us and Dave Harford playing at the very prestigious Kingston Heath Golf Course, which is some 20 kilometres out of Melbourne. Very establishment with elaborate facilities. We changed for golf, our own personal office, if you don't mind, and went about our business on the course. Won't bore you with the golf, but after it was over, there was some urgency to get back in the car and get back to Melbourne. So we each packed and did what we had to do quickly. When we arrived back in the city, Bob realised that he left all his clothes and shoes in the locker of the golf club. Shit! No matter. He had another change of clothes, and some Jonathan, who resides in Melbourne, could at some time go and pick up those gear. No worries. A quick change and our few drinks in the evening. When it was Bob's turn to shout, no more. Shit! Better ring Jonathan. However, no phone line. Shit! So I think we have a record here. Apart from that, Bob said he had a good trip. Bob was the champion of the life, master of the understatement, modest, but always found positive out of any situation. His attitude, particularly over these last few months, was very stoic. He never complained about his lot, even as his time grew close. We are full of admiration for him and treasure what he has given us. We will miss him very much. Thank you.